Welcome to the very first episode of the Turkey Season Podcast, a production on the OK's Hunter Podcast Network. Thank you so much for clicking download. Thanks for listening to this episode and hopefully subscribing to this show. My name is Paul Campbell. I am your host for this podcast. I want you, if you would, visit turkeyseason.com. It's a new project that I've started. It is a hub for the turkey hunter. It's knowledge, it's gear, it's culture, it's a community. Turkeyseason.com, it's a work in progress. It's always evolving. This podcast is part of that evolution. So I want to kind of explain, one, who I am, and two, what this show is and what it's going to be about, and how kind of the structure of this program is going to be. So we'll start with what this show is. We're going to start at number two here. And so how this show is going to be structured, you're going to get series of episodes that are, they're highly produced. I put a ton of work into this project. They are telling the story of turkey hunters, of the wild turkey, the history of who we are today, of important archetypes, of important people, of impactful people within kind of the culture, within the world of turkey hunting. And so those are going to be really deep dive episodes, multi-part episodes, about just a broad range of topics. And then you're going to get episodes kind of in between those documentary style podcast episodes where it's just me and some really interesting people talking about turkey hunting. Just no filter, no agenda, just the world of turkey hunting, and really the world of just hunting and fishing and outdoors and climbing and all of these things. It's full of some really neat people. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what the show is about. It's the people. It's not necessarily tactics. It's not gear reviews. It's not that. If you're looking for that, I do another podcast called the How to Hunt Turkeys podcast, where we talk to some of the really best turkey hunters on the face of the planet. And that's the podcast. If you want to become a better turkey hunter, become a turkey hunter, learning from the ground up, that's where you want to go. This is to entertain yourself, number one, have some fun, number two, and number three, really just immerse yourself in the world of turkey hunting and the history of wild turkeys, and really the formation of kind of the modern identity that we have as turkey hunters. And it and obviously I'm a turkey hunter. I talk about wild turkeys and turkey hunting literally 365 days a year. That is no exaggeration. I talk about it every day of my life, and to the chagrin of my friends and family. But it is very much woven into the fabric of who I am as an individual. And I know that I'm not alone. And I love to meet fellow turkey hunters, the people that can't get enough of it. Where the season, turkey season, it never ends. Okay. As soon as one ends, you're thinking about it, and your eyes turn to the next season. So that's what this podcast is about. It's I think you're really going to enjoy it. I think I've had a ton of fun with the episodes that I've worked on so far, the people that I've talked to, that have interviewed. So the first series that's going to come up, it's going to come out here very soon. It's the history of the wild turkey. And so this is very much, the story of not just the actual animal and the challenges that the turkeys have faced over the centuries, but it's really the formation of the modern turkey hunter, the culture that we have, the identity that a lot of us have that's rooted in the pursuit of chasing wild turkeys in the spring and in the fall. And we've all heard some of the stories about kind of the mythical creature, the mythical legend of the turkeys, the wild turkey in this country. We've got Thanksgiving, we've got the Pilgrims, we've got Ben Franklin. We've got all these really neat stories that are intertwined with American identity and American culture. And that little bird just pops up all over the place. And we're going to dive in deep. And when I say deep, I mean deep into the historical records of the wild turkey that goes back hundreds of years. We're talking the time of Cortez, the time of conquistadors. There is records, there's stories about wild turkeys that go back hundreds of years. Wild turkey has been the feast for kings in Europe. Wild turkeys from this country, the feast of kings in Europe before, you know, there was really a population in this country. And so that is such a neat story, and it's such a neat perspective. We're going to dive into that. That's going to be the first wave of this this series. So let's talk a little bit about who I am. So, you know, we'll start with who I am now. So I run a couple of podcasts. I run this, the Turkey Season podcast. I run the aforementioned, the How to Hunt Turkeys podcast. I do another one, all Ohio focused. And on occasion, you will hear me and my voice on the National Wild Turkey Federation's podcast, Turkey Call All Access. I am a full-time employee of the National Wild Turkey Federation. Very honored to have that job. Very fortunate to have that job. You know, I didn't grow up in a hunting family. I had a grandfather, one grandfather that I know of, and his hunting license from 1952 is here in my office. He died in the 70s. I never met him. And my father didn't hunt. I didn't start hunting until I was 25. And when I was 25, my dad died. He was 54 years old. He passed away unexpectedly. And at that time in this country, the economy was really tough. The economy was hard. I was working on a golf course. It was hard to keep a job. My life was in free fall. I was in absolute chaos. And a dear friend of mine who I've been best friends with since kindergarten, I still am to this day, Kenny, invited me on a turkey hunt, invited me on a bass to go bass fishing. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I didn't have anything else to do, right? And I had always been drawn to the outdoors because I think it's just ingrained in my DNA. And I need someone to show me what to do. So we go bass fishing and I catch this like 3 or 4 pound bass. I don't know how big this thing was. It was amazing. And it hooked me literally and figuratively on the outdoors. And from that moment on, I caught that fish. I'm like, oh my God, what else is there? What else is in this big, beautiful, you know, outdoor world that I've just avoided, you know, for the first 25 years of my life. And so at one point, you know, during our trip, Kenny's like, oh yeah, you should go turkey hunting. And we were fishing. It's probably mid to late March, and turkey season here in Ohio, where I'm from, starts in late April. I'm like, turkeys? Wild turkey? What the hell's a wild turkey? And so not only did I not realize that there were things called wild turkeys, I didn't realize that people hunted them. I had no idea that was a thing. And so once again, I didn't have anything going for me in life. And well, sure, let's do it. So I go out and I get the cheapest camo that I can get my hands on. And you know what I'm talking about. It's that real thick, you know, made in China, like cotton. It's itchy. It's hot. It doesn't breathe. It holds water. It's just miserable. But that's what I could afford at the time. I borrowed a shotgun and I went to this little hunting store in McConnellsville, Ohio. It's still there. And I bought a Primo's Power Crystal. It's the first turkey call I've ever had, a little Primo's Power Crystal. And this was really, you know, I think YouTube might have been in its infancy, but it was very, very early in the process of YouTube. And there wasn't a lot of, like, you know, nowadays, 2023, we click, you know, Google. We fire up the Google machine if we want to learn something new. Fire up YouTube. We've got all these communities to learn. But at the time, there was no community. You had to, you know, like, read magazine articles, or you had to have a mentor. And Ken had grown up in a hunting family, had deer hunted, hadn't done much turkey hunting. So I get this Primo's Power Crystal, and I didn't realize that you had to scratch the surface of this call to get it to work. I had no idea. To rough the surface up. So this is like just a couple of days before season. I go back and I take this turkey call to this guy. I'm like, hey man, I need a new turkey call. This thing doesn't work. And he looks at it and he's like, you like turkey hunting? I'm like, oh yeah, I love turkey hunting. And keep in mind, I've never turkey hunted, ever. But I was embarrassed to admit that I didn't know what I was doing, right? Oh, yeah, I love to turkey hunt. He takes the call and he looks at me. I think, you know, kind of looking back, he knew immediately that, you know, I'm this 25-year-old kid and I didn't want to look like an idiot. And God love him, he didn't make me look like a fool, but he takes this little piece of sandpaper he had sitting behind his desk, and scratches that call up, and he takes the striker that I gave him, and he scratches it. It makes, you know, this beautiful yelping sound of a wild turkey hen. And I stood there and I looked at him, and he's like, "Did you know that you had to rough this up?" And I'm just like, So I take that call, I grab it, and if you've seen this meme, I'm like the Homer Simpson meme where I just like disappear into the bush. I take that call and I grab it, and I just like slowly back out of the store. I don't want anyone to see me or make eye contact. I'm as embarrassed as you can possibly be. And I take that call, and a couple days later, my first turkey season starts. And Kenny and I, we're out camping. We got that first day, it's raining. I'll never forget this. Didn't see a turkey. Didn't hear a turkey. Didn't see a turkey. Day two, didn't see a turkey. Didn't hear a turkey. Day three, at this point, we're starving because we can't start a fire because it's rained. It's 38 degrees. It's miserable. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell have I gotten myself into? And so the third day comes, and I hear a turkey gobble the first time. And something in my mind, something in my heart, something in like just the very soul of who I am as a person changed at that moment. It was just like a light bulb went off. And I thought to myself, I have to see that animal. I have to see it. I have to kill it. I have to touch it. I have to do all of these things. Like, I want to turkey hunt. I want to be a turkey hunter for the rest of my life. My everything that I was changed at that moment. Not only did I not see another turkey that year, I didn't get particularly close the second year. And I finally killed my first turkey, my third season of turkey hunting. Finally killed my first one. And we'll save that story for another episode. But at that moment, that first year, that first turkey, everything changed. And I wanted to learn. I wanted to just immerse myself in what it meant to be a woodsman, to be a sportsman, to be a turkey hunter. I had a young son. He was 5 at the time. I started bringing him into the turkey woods. And so we would go, like, we would just sit in the woods and we would listen in the summer. We would just be in the woods and we would listen to the birds, and I would practice. I finally figured out how to call and did all those things. But, you know, all of that created an intense personal connection for me to turkey hunting. And it wasn't until a few years later that I met some folks from the National Wild Turkey Federation that I realized that there was this huge family and there was this huge network of turkey hunters all over the country. And people that shared the same passion for me about turkey hunting. And I learned about wildlife conservation and what that meant and how important it was and how to be involved in it. And I learned all that just by, I walked by them at a street fair and I saw their logo. And I'm like, oh, I know what that is. That's a wild turkey. And from that moment on, my life has been different. It has been better. Turkey hunting has made my life better. At the time, and I know this sounds crazy, you know, now I look, I've got this beautiful family. I've got a wonderful wife. I've got, you know, everything that a man could want. But at the time, turkey hunting gave my life purpose. And I know that if you're not a turkey hunter, or if you're not a passionate deer hunter, elk hunter, if you're not passionate about hunting, that might sound weird, but that's what we're going to explore in this episode, or in this show, in this program. We're going to dive deep into the heart and soul of wild turkey hunting. We're going to look at how impactful those animals are to our lives and to the communities that we associate with, and just the story of all of us, the story of the wild turkey. I am so excited for this project. I hope you are too. TurkeySeason.com. Check that out. Click subscribe on that. You can find the Turkey Season Instagram. It's the Turkey Season. Little walking turkey is the logo. I've got shirts and hats available online. I've got some gear available for you, the turkey hunter. There's more coming. That website is evolving. It's going through a huge, huge renovation right now. So keep an eye out to that. That's going to be a ton of fun. So thank you so much for listening to this intro episode. The Turkey Season podcast, the series, the first official episode is coming at you soon. Click subscribe today. Follow my boys at the OKS Hunter. You can find them. Just search OKS Hunter on all the platforms. What a time to be a turkey hunter. What a time to be alive. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Click the plus button. Click subscribe. I will see you in a couple of weeks.